Kim Reeves is going through her checklist of a home renovation in Plaquemines Parish.
These particular piers, I'm going with a stucco color that is going to mimic the stucco color on the front of his house that he has now.
But Reeves isn't a decorator. She's an engineer. And she's not talking about trim. She's talking about the 12-foot stilts now elevating this two-story home. Reeves has to crane her neck to take in this mini brick mansion. It sits at the foot of a levee on the west bank of the Mississippi. During Hurricane Isaac, the house took on 5 feet of water. After that, the owner secured some grant money from the parish to elevate.
As you can see, I can't go back and start working on fixing these underslab utilities until all the steel's in place.
Reeves works for Orleans Shoring, as in shoring up your home against flooding. She spends most of her days driving around to visit homeowners. She talks to them about natural elevation, structure, and how many times they've flooded.
Even though I know in the back of their minds, they've got to be telling themselves, this is better than going through what I've been going through all these years again. But it takes a lot out of a family.
Orleans Shoring does high raises up to 18 feet. That takes 3 months and is mostly for the most vulnerable homes south of I-10. The bulk of the work these days is for low raises, 3 to 4 feet high. That takes around 40 days, and it's mostly for homes in the city inside levee protection.
This little house.
Reeves checks in on a low raise, one of three she's doing on the same block in Jefferson Parish. It's a single-story home owned by an elderly woman. Hydraulic devices lifted up the whole house a few days ago. Now it sits 3 feet higher on concrete stilts.
I normally place piles about every 6 feet. Some companies don't believe that they need to be that close. I do.
The race to raise homes in southeast Louisiana was fueled initially by federal and state grants after Katrina. Now it's administered through parish-run programs. Mike Honeycutt oversees home elevation in St. Bernard Parish, where more than 25,000 homes flooded after Katrina.
I mean, it ranks as one of the best alternatives to tearing your house down or moving.
122 homeowners have been approved for elevation assistance from St. Bernard Parish since a new round of FEMA funding arrived in 2013. Honeycutt says it costs around $150,000 to raise a home, and applicants have to cover a quarter of that. A raise can help keep flood insurance rates down, but clearly, living on a floodplain gets expensive.
I believe people would probably just live in their homes without the insurance. I would hate to see that happen, especially when you see catastrophic events. But I think people will live in those homes without insurance.
Yeah.
Just to live where they want to live, live home.
Betty Jane Adams steps in an elevator. There's only two stops, her carport, and 11 and a half feet up, her new house. The 73-year-old divorcee has been through more floods than she can remember. She spent her life in Chauvin, a town at the southern edge of Terrebonne Parish.
As a kid, the water wouldn't come up that high in them days. Now, you can have up to 5 feet of water in your house.
Adams has Bayou Little Caillou on one end of her street and a marsh that's become open bay on the other. The worst was after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, as much as 9 feet of water came in.
When we had the flood over here, the water stayed like 18 days. So everything in the house I had, that was all rotted.
The original house on Adams' property was ground level. She's on a fixed income, so she didn't have money to elevate.
Nobody down here is in a position to move away. It takes money to buy elsewhere. So some of them can, but like me, I couldn't. So I chose to stay.
At first homeless, then living out of a FEMA trailer, Adams caught the eye of a local nonprofit. The Terrebonne Readiness and Assistance Coalition, or TRAC, works on creating sturdy, elevated housing around the bayou that's also affordable. TRAC director Peg Cassay says her organization has built 6 custom elevated homes since Katrina, and she says around 1,000 homes have been elevated around Terrebonne Parish since 2005.
And that's huge. To me, that's like watching really an evolution, to watch that happen within a 10-year period.
When Betty Jane Adams looks out from her porch, 100 feet away is a beautiful but expanding bay. The levee meant to protect her streets sits at a very low 10 feet. But she's up high, and the only thing bugging her now are some of her low-lying neighbors.
I think that problem they have with me is jealousy, that I have this house and I didn't have nothing before. All of a sudden, I got a nice house, and I think it's killing them.
Adam says everybody had a chance to go up higher after Katrina. Those who didn't will have to wait for the next storm to hopefully blow in some new funding. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.